FM 89.9, the business station. FM 89.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Danis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Now, WhatsApp has announced it is launching advertisements on the app. This is basically ending the era of ad-free chats for over a billion users worldwide.
So, yes, WhatsApp will start publishing ads on the platform next year. Do you use one of those WhatsApp status stories?
I really do not.
I don't even watch them.
So basically, I tried. I just did like a testing Facebook WhatsApp stories, and I actually got a few replies from my friends. So I think it's quite popular. Maybe I'm not using it yet, but that's where these ads will appear, actually. And the ads will be shown between WhatsApp stories, just like Instagram stories. So the ads will have a link if you swipe up, and it will redirect users to specific websites. And to be fair, this is like the least annoying way to introduce ads on a platform like WhatsApp, I believe, because I'd rather have this than banner ads or promoted business contacts in my chat menu. Because think about it, like between paying money to use a service like WhatsApp and having some ads in between stories, like I think most people would rather have ads, I believe.
Yeah, it is it's the least intrusive way, I think, that they could have done this. So besides the ads, WhatsApp is also introducing two other features which appear to be pretty great for businesses.
Yes, one of the new features is the integration of WhatsApp product catalog with Facebook Business Manager catalog. And this is basically to improve experience while chatting with businesses. So WhatsApp is currently testing a feature that will allow businesses to add their product catalog directly into chat. So this will be beneficial for businesses that don't have any website, and they can promote their products through WhatsApp. And another feature is they are introducing this richer messaging format. And what this means is that WhatsApp messages will now include images and text, like attachment files like PDF and GIF images, and they will simultaneously appear in just one message. So you can probably send a proposal by just using WhatsApp. So it works like an email on its own.
So it sounds like WhatsApp will be likely the next place where we do all our work. And on that note, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Bumi Amarda Berhad was the most active counter today. What's happening there?
So the counter was suspended for an hour this morning, and this was ahead of the group's first quarter reports. And the results show that Bumi Amarda's net profit rose an annual 29% to 62 million ringgit, and this is despite their revenue falling 18%, and thanks to the absence of impairments, basically. And for the upcoming quarters, however, analysts are rather bearish about replicating these results due to the group's needing to pay increased interest rate after they refinance their 2.7 billion ringgit loan. And the interest on that has been increased by 2 percentage points last week. So the counter today closed up 5% at 19.5 cents.
Sean, thanks for that much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast.